Hey everybody, it's your favorite gym bro, Marcus Stone, and today's show is called, How Does Tessimoralin Work? Before we get started, I want to clarify that this podcast is for informational purposes only and not a recommendation. Please consult a doctor and get your lab work done for your specific scenario, as everyone is different. Secondly, if you're looking for quality peptides and research compounds, I recommend BioEdge Research Labs, which you can find a link in the description below. All right, let's talk about something that drives a lot of people absolutely crazy, stubborn belly fat. Not the kind you can pinch. I'm talking about the deep stuff, the kind that sits around your organs and laughs at your meal prep and your cardio sessions. Most people fighting that battle are fighting their own biology, and honestly, they're losing. But here's what's interesting. There's a compound called tessimoralin that works with your body's natural signaling system instead of bulldozing right through it. So let's break this down properly. Visceral fat is not your average body fat. It's not sitting under your skin waiting to be burned off with a few extra miles on the treadmill. It's packed deep around your organs, and the reason it's so stubborn is because it responds to hormones, not just calories. As we age, growth hormone signaling naturally declines. And when that happens, visceral fat gets very comfortable. It moves in, puts its feet up, and refuses to leave no matter how clean your diet is. That's where tessimoralin comes in. Tessimoralin is a synthetic version of something your body already makes, growth hormone releasing hormone. What it does is signal your pituitary gland to produce more of your own natural growth hormone. That growth hormone then goes to work targeting visceral fat cells specifically. And here's the part that matters. It is not introducing external hormones into your system. It's stimulating your own production. Your body is still running the show. It's just getting a better signal. And that distinction is huge, because working through your body's existing feedback loop means hormone levels stay within a natural, regulated range. You're not flooding the system with something artificial. You're nudging your own biology back toward a more optimal state. That's a fundamentally different approach than direct hormone injections, which can spike levels outside of what your body would ever produce on its own. Now let's look at the research, because this isn't bro science. There are actual clinical trials on this compound. The studies focused on a population dealing with significant visceral fat accumulation caused by certain medications. These weren't casual participants. Their visceral fat levels were well documented and trackable through imaging scans, not just a scale reading. Participants using tessimoralin showed measurable reductions in visceral fat volume. The results were visible through the scans, which is a much more reliable measure than body weight alone, since weight doesn't tell you where the fat actually is or where it's coming from. That's the core of what makes tessimoralin interesting from a research standpoint. It specifically targets the fat around the stomach area by supporting your natural growth hormone production rather than replacing it. So if visceral fat is your specific concern, the most important conversation you can have is with your doctor. And the question to ask is whether your growth hormone signaling has actually been evaluated. Not just your body weight, not just your BMI, the actual hormone signaling. That conversation is your first real step. And if you're in the research space and looking for quality compounds, BioEdge Research Labs does third-party testing and is made in the USA. Link is in the description. This has been Marcus Stone with Wicked World, where science meets iron. Be sure to check out our best ofs at wickedworld.net.